My name is John Elmore, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and seeking comfort rather than Christ. Specifically, what that's looked like this week is hitting snooze, thinking like, man, I just need a little more sleep instead of a little more time with God. So I was driving with my two kids. Well, I've got three kids, but we haven't met the third yet because I'm due in 8 weeks. But my two kids, and we were getting on 75. And so my boy Hill is sitting in the middle. Penny's behind me, can't see her. But Hill, because he's sitting in the middle, can see everything ahead of me. And we're getting on 75, and there's a merge lane. But the person in front of me, maybe you've experienced this, they don't know that they can actually merge, that it's a protected lane. So they just come to a complete stop. And, so I just started praying for him. No, I didn't. I was like, you idiot. Like, go. What are you doing? Like, you can go. Like, I'm having a conversation with them. All these cars are driving by. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And, teaching my son new words. Thankfully I hadn't. But as soon as we, when they finally progressed into it, I had to speed around them, right? I had to show them. And so I get around them, and then there's two other cars. And so I, go back to the left, and now I get by that one, and here's somebody slow. They're supposed to be accelerating to get onto 75, public service announcement. You can actually go fast on 75, in case that was you. Nothing personal. So I get back in the other lane, and my boy from the back goes, Dad, are you trying to be in the lead? Which is convicting, because I was. I was probably had my phone out too, which is convicting. And I go, yeah, son, that's kind of funny, isn't it? And he was like, yep. And then like the light turns and he thinks I'm not stopping. I do a U-turn under 75 because I had to get to the other side. And he was like, Dad, slow down. So I'm like, he's just instructing me from the back. But the whole like, Dad, are you trying to get in the lead? I sit there and I think about it. And I'm like, man, what he doesn't know as a three-year-old boy is there's no getting in the lead on 75. Like, whatever car you pass, there's going to be another one. It doesn't matter if you're on 75 or the toll road or 35. Like, there is an endless stream of cars in that traffic. There's no getting in the lead. That would all be in vain. But from his perspective, he's like, oh, Dad, I see what you're doing. You're trying to get in the lead, which is crazy because I couldn't. It would be impossible. I could drive all night and all day, and I still would not be in the lead. There would be somebody else in front of me. And I sat there, and I thought about it. I'm like, man, don't I do that in my life? Like, I try to be in the lead and did for a long time, whether it was money or status or popularity or being well-liked or maybe with girls, with women. Like, I wanted to be in the lead. I never tried to be in the lead with good looks. That would have been fruitless. I knew, at least. I had enough sense to not try that one. But I think we all do that. We try to get in the lead with various things. We're like, okay, now I'm ahead of that person, or I'm ahead of these people in my community group or my region group. At least I'm not there. And we keep trying to progress and get in the lead. And it's endless because there's always somebody in front of you who are like, yeah, in front of you, oh, somebody else. In front of you, somebody else. And it's in vain. Like, there's no sense in it. It's madness. And thank God at some point we realized, like, and I hope, man, maybe it's because why we're here, but we realized, like, I don't have to try to be in the lead. You know what? I don't have to try to be in the lead with money or at work and status or in the neighborhood I'm going to live in or with women or men or popularity or being well-liked or whatever thing, good looks, looking in the mirror and whatever you think you may look like in comparison to other women or that we don't have to. We don't have to be in the lead anymore. All we have to do is follow the leader. Like, that's it. Like, that's what Jesus frees us from, is comparing ourselves to others or trying to be better than others or trying to get to where others may be. Like that's performance. And that's why Jesus came. He came and he lived a perfect life that we don't have to, that we never could. And so there's no trying to get in the lead with other people. And the Lord tells us that. He's good like that. He knows. Like, it's no surprise to him. He wrote it in his word. Here it is in Galatians 1:10. It says, am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, still trying to be the leader, still trying to be liked or number one, I would not be a servant of Christ. And Jesus says in Matthew 6, he says, look, here's the deal. Don't worry about all those things. You just seek first the kingdom of God and my righteousness. I'll take care of the rest. You follow the leader, and you don't have to strive after being in the lead. He frees us. He sets us free from everything the world puts on us and says, no, you got to be better. You got to be better. You got to be better. He's like, no, I follow the one who's the best. I don't have to. I'm going to follow him, not what the world says. And thus we are free, free to not strive to be in the lead. So welcome to regeneration, a place that's safe for everybody to come, no matter what your struggle is, no matter where you're trying to be in the lead in your life. You can come in here and be with men and women, brothers and sisters, and just be free, because our Savior has already done all the work for us by dying the death we deserved and raising from the dead, set free in Jesus.